Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
I think that's funny.
They have to figure out a better way to, not you, but like, to edit songs. I don't like the, what's the one thing they did? What's the Big Sean song we always make up or we make fun of?
I don't fool with you.
I don't fool with you. I'm stupid. What? I don't fool with you.
It's like, come on, man. Like, don't release it to radio if it's not going to make sense when you change it. Just like Wet Ass Gushy. That's the radio edit.
Yeah. Well, it's worse that way. Plus, nobody wants to. What are you listening to? Are you listening to WAG over there?
Why would you listen
to WAG?
The Gushy.
At least you know Tupac and other people would use different words or words close to it. I know there was no internet, like no streaming back then, but you had to get your songs on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, which is, I was about to talk about the 90s, but even prior to that, though, like, there was no discovery of music. Like, let's say when our parents were kids, like, you would hear something on the radio, and you would go down to the store and buy the record, and then listen to it forever and ever.
Oh, that was a big thing to go to the record store, Tower Records.
Or if you got free records, you know, that was, like, the big thing, like, paper and wrestling. Like, they want you to go to the shows.
Or in your case, Arrest Records.
Meow.
What kind of record?
I do like looking for him.
He does.
So much so where somebody said to me the other day, hey, you know so-and-so? I'm like, yeah, you got arrested, go look. I'm like, if I can't find it, it didn't happen.
He got arrested. You look.
Like, I'm usually pretty good at finding this stuff out.
You're so naughty.
I'm like, and this was like some serious accusations.
What's your source? Facebook?
No.
This is new source.
There are a few different places you can look, but you know, like some of this stuff, a lot of this stuff's public to access, you know.
If
you know where to look.
If you know what town he was arrested or she was arrested in.
Well, you'd be surprised how much information you can find with just like a little nugget.
You know, you're right, because I got, let me watch how I preface this. I got a text several months ago. It was right around the time my mom passed, and I hate to keep bringing that back up.
Several months?
Uh-huh.
You said several months since she passed.
Yeah, it was 4 months ago. Almost.
Goodness.
Almost. It'll be 4 months tomorrow.
God dang it.
I know, boy. When you talk about that thing earlier about this, the time flying or whatever, I was like, you know, without milestones or whether they're good or bad, like, that's how we remember. Like, it is also how, if you don't have anything between those milestones, what does that mean? Does that mean you ain't got dick going on or you know, maybe good, the boat's not rocking right now? I don't know. It's kind of weird.
That's kind of SOS, the same old stuff.
Oh, POS, more like it. I got a text from somebody that, I could tell, like, it was somebody that knew me, and they were, you know, talking, sorry to hear about your mom and all this stuff. And I responded with a very generic, not generic, but not knowing who it was. It's like, thank you so much for thinking of us, you know, during this awful time or whatever. And the next day or two or something, I was like, God, I wonder who that was, for real. That was kind of strange. So I put the phone number into Google. I was amazed. I told this person, I was like, you need to go in and get some stuff changed. Had their address, their phone number, previous known addresses, all this stuff. I'm like, why is that
online?
Yes.
Oh gosh.
Like, why would that be so easily available to find? Unless maybe it comes from damn game apps or something. Like, you're like, yeah, terms and conditions. Screw it. We're gonna put all your information on Google. I don't care. I wanna get paid to play this game, like the commercial says.
Now, you got me thinking now, what's the protocol for when somebody passes? Because I got a buddy that I hadn't talked to in years, and then we have a mutual friend, and I asked him.
His name's Jesus.
He's my co-pilot. We need to switch seats. I said, what's up with so-and-so? He's like, oh, yeah, like, you know, he's doing good. I'm like, I never hear from him. And then he told me, he's like, the reason you don't hear from him
Oh no!
is because every time, you know, you talk to him, you brought up his mom. and his mom had passed. And I did that up until like 3 or 4 years after she had passed. Like whenever I saw him, I would just bring that up. Like that was the first thing.
Why?
I don't know. It's like I felt like I had to tell him I was sorry for, you know, his loss still.
For years you would?
Yeah, afterwards. Like, hey, man, sorry about your mom still.
And he quit coming around you because you...
He just got tired of it, which I don't blame him, but, like, I didn't know at the time that's what ruined the whole thing.
That's weird. You didn't even come to my mom's funeral.
I didn't even go to my own grandparents' funeral.
I know. I'll give you crap. I know that I know. Somebody asked me that a while back. I said, do you really got heat with him over there? I said, I knew. I know Fat Boy. I know Fat Boy. Actually... I mean, it was. I know how you are, and it's that's just who you are.
I hate saying that because I hate when people have a cop out, but I'm just like, not. That's not my scene. I can't really process funerals and death. And
I said, look, they would have allowed basketball shorts.
Even I got a suit I could have worn.
You got a suit. That you stuff. Got a suit.
I got a suit.
No.
Stuff freaks me out, man. I don't like going.
Well, they're not fun. You know,
I obviously don't know how to talk about it. If you know, I ruined the buddy ship over it years ago.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, maybe he thought like you kept forgetting that you had said it. You know, it's like when you see somebody and it always goes back to that same conversation when you see somebody routinely in your life, and it's usually with. Is it like this with women, Paige? There's several people around town, and I'll see quarterly, maybe sometimes as little as 3 times a year. Man, we got to get together and do something. God, man. Where are we going? And there's one dude that, well, he's married with a family and all this stuff, but like every time, and next time I see him, I'm going to say, shut up. The next time you see me, well, when we run into each other, you clearly don't make me a priority in your life. You don't think about me until you see me.
I quit using that.
Man, we got to get together sometime.
I text a buddy of mine's wife. I'm like, is your husband ever going to text me? Because I gave him my number 3 times.
Wow, man.
I'm like a dog.
You texted, you had her number?
No, I messaged her on Facebook because he's not on there. And he has a job where he works in convenience stores. So I see him out and I'm like, hey, let me give you my number. Yeah. Never called, never text, nothing. So I message his wife, say, hey, is he ever going to text me?
He's working.
Because I gave him my number 3 times.
Go down to the store.
I'd be like, come on. Now what sucks about the buddy that I ruined, if I see him again, now I have to apologize for...
Bringing this up on the radio?
Or bringing it up like even back then. So it's like a circle of death.
Well...
We can't talk about anything else.
I mean, I don't know. Learn to read the body language maybe when you're talking about it. I don't know. I get what you're saying, though. I mean, I do.
Just awkward situations.
Yeah, it can be there. Like they, I put this, God, I was not planning to like circle around this the whole morning. I found this, God, I don't want to talk about that. We'll move on to something else. It was going to be something real tender
Seriously, if you feel like you need to.
No, I found that. Well, you've already mentioned my mom. I put a card that I found from her because, like, as little as like a year ago, I remember talking on the show. Like, for some reason, I will not throw any cards away. Like when COVID was going on, and I'd go to the grocery store for her, because she literally didn't leave the house for like that. I want to say 10 months easily. Like, easily.
Probably smart.
Yeah, and I would save. The grocery list that she would handwrite, I save them. Like what? Like that? I'm a hoarder of written material.
It's probably like you save it after you realize.
No, right?
I understand that because then you kind of see where your mom was in that point of time. Because I have a card that was written from my grandmother that was very nice.
And you know what? The saddest part of it is like I have. I didn't save every single one. I remember from graduation, my mom wrote me, my dad signed it, but my mom wrote the letter.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, this real sweet. And so from then on, I would save every one. So you see the changing of handwriting, mm-hmm. and it just like, oh, man. Like she was putting some loops in her letters and a little bit of, little 90s white lady pizzazz on the letters where whoo, she'd write her, you know, her W's or something, had a little swirl on there. And then afterwards, you know, it looks.
You got to save those. They took pride in them. Like, that's going away.
Look at this.
Handwriting is gone.
She uses both sides of the cards and the back. My mom did. And I, so I found that.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it was a very. I was over there with the boys this weekend, and I was just thinking, like, you know, not in a depressing whatever way, but I was just like, God, like, why are you not here right now to enjoy this right now?
And your mom was kind of like the same way my mom was. Thank you notes and things like that. She just.
Oh, yeah.
Was on top of her correspondence.
Like that, you
won't
see again.
No, and that's like, I try to tell my kid that, like, I'm still on making, I'm still big on making prints of pictures, you know.
I like going to the Walmart or whatever and putting the thumb drive in the printer.
Yeah, I don't want to name a particular brand or store that I go to. Matter of fact, I don't even know what the initials stand for now that I think about it. And that's scary because when I figured out what, you know, HBSC stood for, it was a little scary. It really was. So I don't know what CVS stands for, but I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. They make some damn good pictures.
Oh, yeah.
But just think about this. Let's pretend that Paige, you and I have a son named Jeremy. He's right over there.
Oh, isn't he precious?
And we share our lives. We take pictures on our phone. And then it's on my phone. It's on your phone. It's on his phone.
Uh-huh.
I mean, sure, you can screen share it to the big screen in here or whatever, but like it's just there. Like, I like photo albums.
I'd say, Daddy Matt, I don't like that picture anymore because I identify as a woman now.
I would appreciate you not say that.
Jeremina.
I'll go to Mom then. Mom's cool with it.
I'm big on that. And then I'll it's probably the most feminine thing about me. No offense to women. But I like printing out pictures and photo albuming them.
Those
I'm trying
things.
To make a verb out of it.
Yeah.
Photo album them.
Yeah.
And but here's the other bad part about it is you can never just open them and look at them without being sad, even if they're good pictures.
It doesn't
work. It's such a...
And it's not for anybody else, you know? Like, it's not anything you pass on. It's for you to look at whenever you want.
I don't think my immediate family ever had a professional portrait done together. Now my mom and
we wouldn't have if we didn't go to church.
They all would have they're all standing together, all dressed up. But I never did that with my mom and my brother.
I always loved the church directory.
Except when we were little.
I always loved the church directory at church. Obviously, just go through and I guess I was maybe early on teenager years, and I went in and like circled the hot girls' pictures.
Oh yeah,
you little brat.
I did that. I had a copy of Flat Rock Baptist Church's church directory for years and years.
Oh yeah, you didn't.
They still do them anymore.
It's
an old school thing.
You know what? I don't know. Probably not.
You always clown the kid you saw in school that was taking pictures at big box retailer with his family, like when he was like, because that was up front at ours.
Yes.
And you're always making faces at him.
Something else I was thinking about, too, real quick. I happened upon this on Instagram, and it led me to a YouTube channel, and it was this guy, and he starts it off. He's kind of being tongue-in-cheek. He's like, I was in the AV club when I was in high school, and people used to make fun of me because I would carry my video camera everywhere. But he is now the guy. It's if you've seen it on YouTube, he's up in it's not Schenectady or anything. Somewhere in between New York and Schenectady. Binghamton, maybe? Anyway.
Well, I don't know anything about New York.
If you've seen videos online of someone walking around a mall up north, just like, it's that guy. He would walk through the mall, and it's fun to watch him because you're like,
it's fun watching, and sad at the same time.
You're like, oh my God, look at the way everybody's dressed, and there seem to be some smiles on people's faces here. It's really strange.
Places were packed. Stores were packed.
Yeah, it was like, it was cool. And you see some of the old stores, you know, and there's Claire's. There's Sanrio Surprises.
I love those with high school videos. They let some kid walk around his high school just filming, you know.
But then you think, like, that person's a nerd or a weirdo at the time. But then years later, you're like, I appreciate you having such a crappy teenage life that you were able to provide this for us on YouTube later.
That's nice.
It is nice. I appreciate you not trying to get girls.
Yes, thank you so much for that, members of the AV Club. Good morning, everyone.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
You know, even with AI and all that crap, like, this was pre-AI.
So good.
I mean, it's manipulated by someone who physically went in on a computer and did all that on the studio, but like,
did this kick off the mashups?
Nah.
I'd like to find that one.
This is just like one of the best ones ever.
It's like that whole thing about
Colonel Angus music.
They say there's seven stories in Hollywood, and how in the best songs can move from any genre. Or you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, especially when it comes to pop, country, and country pop. And
yeah.
Whatever that crossover is.
Like, this just flows so good. It's psychosocial, baby.
It's like you wonder if the band would have figured that out. We told Corey Taylor, you know, asked him about it, and he's like, I love it.
Oh, you
thought it was hilarious.
Well, what he said, actually. He's got to have that demeanor. Yeah. He can't be like, I want some money off of it. That goes against who I act like I am.
But the good thing about this, you can
count, I have a lawyer.
You can count the song down and the music hits the beats.
Right. It's like it's Dark amazing. Side of the Moon and Wizard of Oz. Like,
so it's got to take somebody with a musical ear, right, or whatever, to figure that out. Like, I don't know how people just do that.
I have a musical butt. I can fart Mambo Number 5 the first 10 seconds of it. I can.
First part.
That's a talent.
I'm going to record it one day because no one believes me. This is Mambo Number 5.
How do you get so gassed up to do that? What do you have?
Vegetables.
Okay.
I'm telling you, guys and girls, if you date a vegan, be prepared. I'm not a vegan. I'm a part-time vegan. I go 2 days on, 2 days off. But God bless. I'm not right now. But it's that was a big mind blank for me.
But does it make you feel good, or you feel like your stomach hurts for 2 days?
Fat Boy says it's me shocking my system.
I want to say it makes you feel good because you keep doing it, but like, is this meatless Monday for you, or are you on the vegetables today? Like,
no, I'm on meat. Today's my last day of meat. Tomorrow, so y'all's
tomorrow,
Tuesday and Wednesday. No, your Wednesday and Thursday will be raunchous.
Because my point,
I can control my bottom.
When I have gas, it irritates my stomach and I don't feel good. So if you're taking 2 days out of
your... See, that's different for a man.
Are you sure about that?
If I'm gassy, and it's not like, I'm just saying just gassy. Y'all are so funny. Are y'all do it like, this show was going to go awry, didn't you?
I got a question for both of you.
I started talking about my mom being all sad. Okay. And I sat here off the air and it's like, damn it, we got to do something fun. I want to talk about farts. I want to talk about sex. All this stuff that make me smile. And you come back with psychosocial baby, my favorite mashup. And then Paige is over here talking about when she gets gas.
Well,
go ahead.
It's painful, like when your stomach hurts.
That's what I was going to ask about yours. When you eat good and you're on these vegetables, like, does it hurt, these farts?
No.
And I'm trying to think of a great example when I'm trying to, like, ask, but I can't really.
No, it's like, and this is going to sound kind of crass, but it's like breathing with my butthole. Like, it's nothing. I'm taking a breath in, I'm taking a breath out. Inhale, exhale.
I know where Fat Boy's going with that.
Some mammals can do that.
Because I am somewhat lactose intolerant. So, I love ice cream, but it doesn't love me at times.
I mean, like,
and it hurts your stomach. I mean,
but you still eat it?
Yeah, every once in a while, but I don't eat it every day because I know it may not end well.
It's like what Fat Boy eats. He knows it's probably going to make him go to hell one day, but he does it anyway.
Man, like, are they dry to where it hurts, or it feels like somebody's ripping you in half?
That's
the best way I can ask.
They're not like you know, the ones you would get from eating frijoles and things such as that. It's more like just breathing, and it's got that you know, horn-like sound to it.
You know when you drive over rumble strips, the blah, 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 like, is that what the fart feels like? Like when it's real dry?
No, it's more of like, and I can't say that, you know the old joke about, I can't say it on the radio. I mean, it's dirty. It's a dirty joke.
Give me a couple hints. Is it not the chili joke? Well, hang on a second. I got to hit this because I want to hear what it is.
Well, it's not worth all that.
Okay.
It's really not, because then the audience won't get the thing. You know how, like, some people...
There's no way you can tell it.
Okay, let me just say this. I don't understand how, because I've often thought people with big old butts would fart louder. Right? Like, you imagine, like, if you could hear just any one person in the world, a celebrity, fart, probably not going to be your crush. You don't want to hear that. But I'd let him hear Kardashian fart. I would too, actually. Nicki Minaj or Cardi B or one of them.
She actually does. Do you think because you have a bigger
watch your mouth.
Gluteus maximus.
That's my point. I have no butt.
Your gas would be louder because your buns are bigger. Because it comes from the colon of it. And the
listen, Dr. Goodbody, trying to explain. I realize that I'm saying the instrument, you know, like when Louis Armstrong would play, his cheeks would get so big and round. Yeah. All this.
All dizzy.
But the horn was still the same. Mm-hmm. Same horn. If I played it, you played it. Fat boy played it. But it's this right here. But I have very little. Like my cheeks are all just like this. But I'm still. What is that? And I'm not being gross, but does that come from the rectum? I mean the.
It's got to. It's like your sphincter is like a reed.
That's the word. Sphincter. It sounds German. Sphincter. It's my sphincter.
Because you can control like the length, the sound.
Oh,
you can't control the smell.
When you can pace it to, it's those, like those early morning ones. It sounds like an old haunted house door opening.
Yeah.
It's like your butt hasn't fully formed for the day yet. Like it's still kind of flat. It's like you'll do some of the most high pitched ones early in the morning. Like it sounds like a car went by real fast. Like that?
Do you like those? Or do you like the ones where it sounds like you just dropped a lot of wood?
I like the ones that sound like a foghorn. I think those are fun. Go ahead, Paige.
Well, okay, so here's the breakdown, the scientific breakdown. It's from air and also from undigested food in your colon.
Undigested?
And your intestine.
I mean, what gives it the pitch and the sound?
Yeah, but that's what I'm getting at. Maybe because the vegetables don't break down as fast, or certain vegetables don't break down as fast, and the air gets caught in your intestine.
Yeah, well, you ever fart a broccoli? For those texting in, I don't eat onions, so it's not that. They're not onion poots.
No.
It's the bacteria fermenting in your colon that makes this lovely smell.
Reminds me of Popcorn Sutton.
You're being gross with it now.
But for real though, like when you see like a really like hot model type, she's like, yeah, I'm a vegan. Just realize she takes some stinky dumps and farts a lot.
Probably got long toenails too. Don't like to cut them.
Not a model type. No, they got good feet.
No, there's people like vegan type people. You know, they just like they don't like to like do a whole lot of maintenance.
But here, this is what I was getting at. That if you do that a lot, it could be some underlying thing.
Oh Jesus Christ! No, no.
It's healthy,
I'm not
right?
Go, that's what I. It's like going to poo. If you're not, that's not healthy.
What's better than what you were? You know.
Well, I mean, that's the trade-off. If I can be gassier and that kind of makes me smile a little bit, others around me not so much, but then that's a nice little trade-off.
Well, I got a HIPAA violation.
That's why fit people are happier. It's not because they're in better shape. It's because they're farting and they're making themselves laugh.
So are you eating...
We really got a good break for real, though.
Beans, broccoli, or cauliflower?
All of that.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah.
Those are the things that...
Are you even diabetic anymore, for real?
Yeah, I still take... I have to...
You can't kick that.
But I trust the balls off my doctor. I do. Okay. I mean, a lot. But he's like, you know, like, you've been... Literally used the word perfect last time that I was in there for my blood sugar. But he's like... I just don't want to take you off of it. And so I just want to like look at him and say, look, is this a subscription I can't get rid of? Like, is it one of those things, you know? Like
herpes.
Is that what it is? Like, just say it. Like, you want to keep me on that lifetime subscription. Is that what it is? Or do I really, really need this stuff?
He's like, nah, that's not, come on.
I don't want to, like, try it on my own and see. Especially living by yourself.
Well, he doesn't want to be the one that takes you off and then, God forbid, something happens. You start flipping like a fish out of water.
Plus, that's one of the medicines that I don't have to pay nothing for. I'll take it.
Gotcha.
Paige.
Yes, sir.
What is up in that plex of yours?
We're going to find out what PETA has some beef over now.
PETA!
PETA! Lois.
In your eyes, guys, headlines.
Homie.
You'd be surprised about this one.
We would be surprised. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They find a way to keep themselves, I don't want to say relevant or relevant. Even.
Yeah, I was going to say
don't use the right word.
Relevant is not that right
Son
word.
Son of a bitch.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Paige.
Our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. We begin with this story. PETA has some beef. What does PETA have beef over? Well, their
it better
latest,
be plant-based.
Their latest thing is over a Mario Kart. What? And they want Nintendo to remove Moo Moo Cow's nose ring. Because they believe it's a sign of animal abuse.
Oh, Jesus Christ. They, you know what?
Now,
they've been used to everybody bending over for them the past 20 years. That now they can just make absurd things and it's just going to happen. No, sir. They were born that way. They were born to want to get piercings. Them cows had to go, we were talking about it earlier, park, walk in the mall, go to Claire's, and get their damn nose pierced.
No.
And now you're like, no, they can't do it. When have they said that they didn't want to get it done?
Jesus. Claire's called a little bit of heat because there was these girls on a famous TikTok that went viral where they walked out and said, we just got our blanks pierced at Claire's. Like, what?
They're what?
What are they? They're, you know.
Oh, naughty.
Yeah,
naughty,
like down there.
Naughty parts.
Like three of them. They're like, is this really a thing? Like, did this happen?
I don't believe that.
But I think they have financial struggles anyway, the chain. But who's their think tank that just sits around and, guys, we gotta pick on Nintendo.
Fat boy got his nipples pierced at Quares.
You got to set that one up.
All right, so PETA, they said, quote, we heard, ATRD, there's a new star in Mario Kart World.
You did.
And she's already winning hearts everywhere, including ours. But the brass ring in her nose, would you please show empathy and remove the
How about
nose
she's
ring?
Lesbian? That's how she identifies.
How
that's
about
how, I took it.
How about the wastefulness of bananas in there, too?
Yeah,
and
don't like that.
You didn't say S word about the turtles that they're throwing around just to damage people's cars.
Especially that blue one.
The turtle shells, Paige. What about the damn turtles?
Yeah,
that blue one's
the
one you
shells.
Want.
What a God! There's people out there hungry, and you making crap up like this. You know y'all getting tons of money. Like, do it for something good instead of going out after this.
No.
This is stupid.
What have you ever done this good?
Well, when they airbrushed women like animals, and then women were naked.
That was cool.
And they did.
That was
you know,
awesome.
They did. Bring
I actually
awareness.
Want animal treatment to go down, so that'll start happening again. Is that bad?
To how sad it
no,
is
I'm kidding.
And how animals are just, like, pumped so much, like, junk into the...
Pumping junk.
Hormones.
Nice. I like pumping junk.
I'm trying to get a... whatever,
get
they
my attention.
To, whatever they give
hormones,
animals.
Yeah.
It's hormones.
Yeah,
to
steroids
get them,
even.
Steroids and hormones
Dude, you're,
to
you
make
know,
them grow faster. And then, if like, veal... is the cruelest thing in the world, I have to say.
Do so you know where steroids in cattle came from?
No.
This is true. I looked into this. Because nobility back in the turn of the century, like the 1900s turn of the century, whoever had the biggest cow was like Mr.
The
big Blank.
Big steer.
Yeah, and so that's where they started like screwing with them to see like how big they could make these suckers. And they started giving them steroid injections. And I think that's where the meat and stuff in the world or maybe our country got tainted.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't completely natural anymore.
I don't like the taste of it.
It happened a lot in Mexico, right? Not the clenbuterol, I don't think, but the couple of the other ones. It would taint the meat, the steroid. So it's probably, you know, that source.
They would give, they would, well, I think it's a, it could be like human, it wouldn't be human growth hormone, so like HGH.
I know you don't like to.
CGH, cow growth hormone.
I know you don't like to watch them, but the new Unsolved Mysteries, they did the one about the cattle that mysteriously got castrated.
Oh.
That, you know.
With like lasers?
Yes.
Yeah. And meticulous.
What happened?
Precisely cut out their uteruses. Precisely.
From aliens?
Well, somebody cut them out, like a surgeon with no like residue. I mean,
well,
it was.
Weren't they finding all these
tons.
Cows that were like?
Maybe
gutted.
Aliens like that. They're like favorite little. You know, we like nerd ropes, things like that. They like cow butts.
They like They don't like nuts.
Cow sphincter.
They don't like cowtails. They like the nuts.
No, but I
ducktails is good.
I had Fred, my little steer, and I couldn't eat my pet, so I never ate beef after I had.
Yes, you have. I've seen you.
But you knew he was going to die, right? Like other people were going to eat him.
I knew he was going to die, and it really was hard.
I imagine your brother didn't have an issue eating.
No, he doesn't have an issue eating anything.
You got. I mean that you. You, I mean, it's so weird. Like,
I know.
One of my turkeys, like, we're going to be eating it in November. Like, I mean,
everybody knows, right?
Fattening them up,
everybody knows that on a farm that's what you raise those animals for. I personally can't do that. It'd be like eating my dogs.
Remember years ago?
Come on. That's way different. I think. It is my opinion,
when I was in Illinois, I spent all day long with the animals. I didn't talk to the people. They were horrible.
Well, that explains a lot now.
Talking to the animals.
They were my friends.
Would you talk back in their voices to you?
Paige.
Yes. I mean, they would follow me around. I had
the hung man voice from Facebook fussing. It's probably an old horse.
Okay, I had Fred.
Hey, Paige. Fred, I'm talking out.
And Popcorn the Mule that would follow
me. Popcorn the Mule?
Yes, Popcorn. We would just hang out together, me and Fred.
How about Doug or Daryl? Like, animals don't get real names like people. This is Fred the Cow.
Oh, and
this is Spots.
We named our turkeys Donald and Daisy.
All the mules were white because my parents had a mule team and my grandparents.
Like for plowing?
And no, they did it for show and stuff, you know.
Show mules.
They had show horses. Mules? Yeah. It's a mule team where you write, you know.
Wow, I didn't know that they like.
Did they have any donkeys that were in any shows by chance?
Yes, hee haw.
We didn't have donkeys. We just had
I don't know how they came up with the name for the show, by the way. And you know what's crazy is when you say.
This is so silly.
Like the transcripts of videos and stuff, when you say, like, do a donkey sound, it will literally write hee haw, like the TV show. When you go, hee haw, hee haw, that doesn't sound like I'm saying hee haw. But that's what the damn phone says. Hee-haw.
Well, I was told to stay away from Popcorn because he was aggressive. But I learned that if I sneak him Leo Darkbar's special food.
Oh, the horse.
Yeah, he was a real.
Well, it's his special food.
Oh, he had molasses in his feed. And
oh, my God. Like, I bet he couldn't dookie for nothing.
No, he had some high-end stuff.
Bad flies just stuck in his room.
I don't know. That was.
Could you help me out here?
May I just say one thing as I look behind you, Paige? If you work and are, even if you ain't working, if you own 85 right now, both sides, really, it looks more like the northbound. God bless you.
You're frustrated.
Yeah.
I thank the Lord every morning that I have a job where when I go to work, not many people going to work.
Nobody's there.
It's really, God bless you. Tell your boss to open earlier. That'd make you happier, wouldn't it?
Yeah, let him give you a pass. Call us if he doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
Or go later.
Yeah, use that
the Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.